All right, we are on the Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll start on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. Then we'll finish off the discussion of being Boil Bi Rishayna on Friday night, on Shabbos. And then we'll get into the Hab to Birchas Chasanah, which will be called Sheva Brachas, requiring a minyan for that, and the actual Nusach of the Birchas Chasanah and the Birchas Erisin. So we're starting two lines up on the bottom of Avam Beis, Masav Ravami. So Mara is discussing whether you could be a Rishayna on Shabbos. We had Machloek as Rav and Shmuel, Rav being Matir, Shmuel being Asrin, at least according to Bei Rav. And the Gemara says, Ravami asks Hashayel according to the Mandarma that Asrin be a Rishayna on Shabbos. Hamaf is more so the Shabbos. If someone pops a pimple on Shabbos, so if he does it professionally, Masav La Pesach. So he's doing it to make a Pesach that you'll be able to be machnas u'moitzi, air should come in and the lecha should come out. And he's doing that it should last for a while, so then you're going to be chayiv. Rashi says you're going to be chayiv for the malacha of boina on Shabbos. Rashi says it's shayich binin b'Shabbos. If you look at the bottom line in Rashi, he says, "The Ashkhan binyan bebali chayim." When Akadosh Baruch was building Chava, he used the lashon of boina, so you could see you could do boina on an adam. So therefore, you'll be chayiv for binyan on Shabbos. Ve'im lahaitzim yemen lecha. If all you're trying to do is to get the pus out, so then you're gonna be putter. Here is one of the chidushim in the word putter. Normally, we know that when it says putter, when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos, it's Pater, Aval, Aser. Here is one of the three exceptions. It's Pater, Mutter. And the reason why it's Mutter on Shabbos is because here there's an Indian of Tzar. So being that it's only going to be Melacha Shein Tzircha L'Gufa, which according to Shimon is going to be not an Issa D'Raisa. So therefore, when B'makam Tzar, Chazal were Mekel, and said that it'll be Mutter to do on Shabbos. Okay, so what's the kasha? So Rashi learns the kasha is, according to the Mandam that says that it's asur to be a Rishon on Shabbos. And that's because the dam is mechbar, is attached, and you're making a chabura. So here it sounds like that to be, if you hear where your kavanah is, you might see men a lecha, you're trying to take out the lecha, and the Gemara is assuming that the dam and the lecha should have the same status. And we see here that it's not a malacha. So if you're being Moitzi Dam, it should also be Mutter. That's where Rashi learns the Kasha. So the Gemara says that there's a chilek between Dam Besulim and the Lecha. Says the Gemara, Hasam Pocket V'Okir. Hacha Pocket V'Loy Okir. When it comes to the Lecha, we say we look at it that it's completely detached from the body. It's Pocket V'Okir, so it's being held back by the skin. And it's Okir, it's already detached from the body. So there's for sure not going to be considered any mulacha. But here by the Dam Besulim, the Gemara says it's pocket veloy akir, meaning that it's some quasi state. We don't consider it completely mechubar, but it is not going to be considered akir either. It's not considered detached. So it's a middle state. The Ritva therefore learns that here now, according to everybody, it's only going to be an Isur Rabbanon on the Chabura. Okay. Rav Ami Lamaisa, the Gemara brings a Maisa Rav and says, Rav Ami Shar Lamival Betchila B'Shabbos. He said that Lamaisa, Paskins for somebody, you could do a Bi Rishayna on Shabbos. Amri Lay, the case there was where the Chosin didn't yet write a Ksuba for his wife. And Rav Ami was still matter to do Bia on Shabbos. So it was an Erev Shabbos Chuppah. And there wasn't time to write a ksuba, but he was still matir for the Bir Rishon on Friday night. So I'm like Rabbonin, v'loy ksiva ksuba. And the halacha is, if he didn't write a ksuba, sir asur, his person's asur to his wife if they're that a ksuba. Even to the point where even if you have a ksuba, but you lost a ksuba, if a woman doesn't know where her ksuba is, so there's an isur bia. Says the Gemara, so how could, so the Rabbanan asked Rami, how could you be matir this guy to his wife? Forget Hilcha Shayifan, you want to be matir the Shabbos, there should be a Rishon, but there's no Ksuba. Amr Lahu, Atvasua Metaltalin. Let her be Toifis Metaltalin. Meaning, as long as the woman, what's the reason why the Chazal asked a man sleeping with his wife if there's no ksuba is because she's not samech daita. She's concerned that he's just going to leave me because if there's no guarantee on the ksuba, so he'll just leave me. So the Chazal considered to be as nus where she's not samech das. But if she could be Taifus Matatlan, so she'll take his chasen zeg, he'll take a chasen watch. So it's worth a lot of money. She's not worried that he's just going to throw her out. So then it wouldn't be considered to be lesnus and it'd be mutter. Okay.
She takes what he gives it, so I guess he gives it.
Either one, yeah. The Gemara loses the lashon of Tavasua that he grabs it, but Lamaisa, he can give it to her for the same place. But the point is that she has something that she feels comfortable. She's not going to be thrown out. The issue here, you know, generally we're not the Chazal. We didn't like being. Generally, we needed a ksuba to be meshaber karkois. So here it's just the giving metatlan, but the Pesach of Mishnah said that it being that it was just for Zman, Rashi's mashma, that Devada, you're going to write a ksuba on Motzei Shabbos. This is not going to be a long-term, this is not a long-term solution. This is just to get it to Motzei Shabbos where they can write a ksuba. Amaze, that's what the Rav actually told me, Rabak told me once in a case by a ksuba de Irkasa. So, he said that she could be tevis matatl as long as he gives her something of that of chashivas, so they can be together. Okay, Rav Zvid sharu lemivol betchil b'shabbos. Another meiser Rav. Rav Zvid was matir to be a rishon on Friday night. Ikeda amri not that Rav Zvid was matir, but he actually did it himself. Rav Zvid gufe bol betchil b'shabbos.
I've seen that at the chuppah, everyone goes frantic because they can't find the ksuba. You know, the first night you hear about these stories.
Yeah.
So they have to be present. Let it grab 10 presents. Okay. Whatever.
Right.
I mean, you grab the
envelopes. Yeah, we get frantic because the mice is supposed to have a ksuba, and if you don't have your ksuba tonight, then you're already going to need to. If you lost it already, then we're in trouble. We're going to have to write a ksuba de irkasa before anything.
But
you don't like to write a ksuba de irkasa.
What's that?
A ksuba de irkasa is a ksuba you're going to have to write on a lost ksuba. So they're frantic because here, you know, if it's in your apartment, so you can find it. But if it's in the hall and you don't have it, so then it's fafalan. It's gone. It's a practical issue, I think. Okay. Says the Gemara. Rav Yehuda shara lemivel betchil b'yam tov. Now we're going to get into Hilchas Yom Tov a little bit. Rav Yehuda was matir to do Bia Rishon on Yom Tov. Sounds like he was only matir on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and not on Shabbos. So we know that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos, all malacha is aser. On Yom Tov, malacha, anything that's the tzarech eichel nefesh, is going to be mutter. It's malacha savoida. The Ramban is medayik. It's a Magen Mishnah. The Ramban says malacha savoida is what's aser on Yom Tov. Not all malacha is aser on Yom Tov. So malacha that's the tzarech eichel nefesh is going to be mutter. So the Gemara thinks now that the reason why we have a machlekes here, Rav Papi and Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papi mishmei derova loy tema b'yom tov d'shari ha b'shabes aser. Do I then feel b'shabes na mishari? Don't just because it happened to be it was a ma'aser shaya kachaya that the story took place on Yom Tov, but Rav Yehuda would have been matir on Shabbos as well. That was what Rav Papi said. Name of Rav. Rav Papa mishmei derova amar b'yom tov shari b'shabes aser. No, he was taka only matir b'yirishayna on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. So Mar says I'm only Rav Papi le Rav Papa. So Rav Papi says to Rav Papa, my daitech. What's Taka Pshat? Why are you saying that it's only on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos? You must be, because you say, Mitoich Shodra Chabura Letzerich, Hochanami Shalai Letzerich. So we have a machlokes beishame beisalol back in Beya. Whether we say is it only malachas eichel nefesh that were things that are letzarech eichel nefesh that is mutter on Yom Tov beisalol. That's beishame's opinion. Beishame beisalol says no. Listen, mitoich. Once you're matir malacha letzarech eichel nefesh, so we can be matir malacha that's even not letzarech eichel nefesh. So here, what will we matir l'tzarech eichel nefesh? That's chabura, which is a shechita. If you want a nice fresh, you want some fresh meat on or fresh fowl on Yom Tov, so you could shecht your chicken on Yom Tov itself. So mitach shuchel chabura l'tzarech, huchunami shel l'tzarech. Therefore, be a rishayna, which one reason why it's aser is because of chabura. So you're telling me that it's going to be mutter on Yom Tov as well. Elumayata, so Rav Papi finishes his kasha, Motir Lasa is Mugmar B'Yomtev. So you should allow us to do Mugmar B'Yomtev as well. Mugmar was putting some incense, was smoking up some incense, and they did that to make their clothing smell nice, or to make different kelim smell nice, which was something which was understood that was not mutter to do on Yom Tov. So, but according to you, if you hold of mitaych, so le'me'ata mutter lases mugum v'yamtiv mitaych shu t'avar l'tzayrech, you could do havara, you can make a fire l'tzayrech eichel nefesh, so hutchunami shalai l'tzayrech. That's his great, Rav Papi's kasha. Now, Tais is like, I want to understand, Rav Papi, you don't hold the mitaych. This is Beis Halashita. What are you getting uptight about? This is Beis Halashita. We hold the mitaych. What are you coming with? So, Tais is on the bottom, the third Tais from the bottom. He offers two tirutzim. We'll go with his second Tais, the last line of Tais. So, Yisayver Hutra Shalei Latzarech Ubavachi Dover Harogel. So, Abadi is masking that you need. Avadi, he holds of mitaych. Everybody still holds mitaych. But his point here is that he held that mitaych was only going to be mutter that if it was a dover haragel, something which everybody was accustomed to. And therefore the Gemara is asking, does that any ragel tvei memugmar? A bi rishena is not any more common than mugmar. That's his kasha. So the Gemara comes back.
Again, 1 second. So a whole. What's the hit? What's the hit on Yom Tov? Only Ochen, Dafka Ochen Nefesh. Do we then say that most Melachos are Mutter across the board? We don't say that in Yom Tov. We don't. That's only as pertains to
Ochen Nefesh. And the Gemara says, but Mitaych tells you that even things that are not Mutter, even things that are not for Ochen Nefesh would be Mutter as well.
We hold like that.
Yes, that's basically Loshita. Now, that's not going to matter all of melachas on Yom Tov. The Gemara talks about that. Some of them it would, and some of them it won't. Meaning
carrying the wood, carrying something that's not necessary.
Carrying havara it would, things that it wouldn't would be. I mean, the Gemara even asks in Shabbos, so you should be able to build a house on Shabbos. Taisa asks in Shabbos. Boina, the reason why you can't make cheese, the melacha making cheese on Shabbos is because of boina. The Taisa in Shabbos asks, okay, so once you can make cheese on Yom Tov, because that's a tzarech echel nefesh, so you should be able to build a house on Yom Tov. So their Taisus has a few tirutzim. I think one of his tirutzim are taka that it's ena chanami, ba'etzim adirais would be mutter. This is only a darbanon of the dechayil, or it's not l'tzarech Yom Tov itself. It needs to be, even the things that are being matter has to be l'tzarech Yom Tov. So there are going to be other restrictions on mitaych. So answers Rav Papi. Rav Papa answers Rav Papa. He says, "Amr lei alacha makra." Once, and I agree. Not everything is mutter because of mitoch. He says, "Ach asher yechel lechol nefesh davar hashava lechol nefesh." The Torah says you got to have something which is yechel lechol nefesh, something that everybody eats, which he understands to mean that it's a davar hashava lechol nefesh. It needs to be something which is equal across the board. So, "Amr lei Rav Acha brei de Rava le Rav Ashi elo me'ata nizam lei tzi biyamtuf." If you're going to catch, if you're going to have a tzvi, you'll have some venison on Yom Tov, which is not something which everybody would be able to eat on Yom Tov. That was only for the elite who can afford to catch a tzvi. Not a very easy animal to catch. So if you were able to catch one, you'd be able to have that on Yom Tov. The Gemara is saying, you wouldn't be able to eat that on Yom Tov because it's not shavel chol nefesh, that everybody can afford it. So Gemara says, Hachanami da asul mishchita, he's going to be asul to shecht. About the natsa, Omerlei, we qualify it differently. He says, Ana davar hatzairich lechol nefesh ko'amina. I mean, it doesn't mean something which everybody can afford, but it's something which everybody needs. Any malach which everybody needs is going to be mutter. So tzvi tzarech l'chol nefesh. Everybody needs to eat on Yom Tov. So what kind of quality of food you have, that's irrelevant. But it's something. It's a malach which needs to be done for everybody. Everybody needs to eat. Masha enkein mugmer is something which not everybody needs. That's something which only mifunakim do. So the chilek here is it's something which everybody requires. So shchita is a malacha which everybody requires because everybody's going to need to eat on Yom Tov, as opposed to mugmar, which is something which not everybody requires. That is only going to be only for the mufunakim, only people that need their clothing to smell good. Not everybody needs their clothing to smell good. So that is going to be something which is not shavu l'chol nefesh. And therefore, the Gemara comes out that bia rishayna, a bia is going to be something which is the chol, which is a tzairich l'chol nefesh, and therefore everybody would agree with that would be mutter, would fall under that. So Rabbi Yehuda is stating that Rabbi Yehuda said that bia rishayna is only a mutter on yamtiv, and Rabbi Papa said that it's taka dafka on yamtiv because of mitoich. And Rav Papi argued on that, and he held, no, that it's going to be us, because we're not going to extend mitoich to this, either because he held, like Taisa said, that mitoich doesn't apply here, or he doesn't hold it, he taka holds, but it still wasn't matter because of mitoich. That finishes our Yantif discussion. That's the Marvaita. I'm Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, hoyre Rav Yechanan Betzidon, osra livo betchil b'shavas. So we have Rabbi Yochanan and Tzedon was taka asking to be boiled be a Rishayna on Shabbos. Now the Gemara gets on a side point here from the Lashon that was used. The Lashon Hoira. Hoira means to paskin, to set out a psak halacha. The Gemara doesn't like using the Lashon. He says, Mi ika Hoira le'iser. When you're paskining le'iser, when you set out a Hoira, because we use the Lashon of Hoira when it comes to Iser, Rashi explains anybody can aser. You want to be machmir, so you can ask her. A lashon of hayra is something which you had to use chachma for. You had to use your seichel. You had to come up with a raya to be moira. Is a lashon of using a raya. So that he said to ask her. We don't use lashon of hayra. So he doesn't like the fact that you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan was hayra to ask her. Is there hayra? So the Mar says, yeah, but tonight we do use such a lashon. Hayrua beitzil shatei nizira oit shavashanim. Yeah, the story was that Hilani Hamalka made a neder of Nazirus. That's because her son went out to battle, and she said if her son comes back from the battle, she's going to be a Nazira for 7 years. And that's Kachava. She was a Nazira for 7 years. Then she decided to make Aliyah, and she moved to Eretz Yisrael. And there was a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where there's somebody who did a Nazirus in Chutz La'aretz, and then came up to Eretz Yisrael, do they have to do Nazirus again? Everybody held that they did. The shaila is how much do you have to make up? The reason is because in Chutz La'aretz, there's a gezeira of, the gezeira of Tumas Chutz La'aretz, which is a gezeira de Adin Derabanan. So where you were noyig Nazirus, which you were mitame midrabanan, so when you come up to Eretz Yisrael, so they were geyser, they made a knas that you have to do your Nazirus again. Beis Shammai says you just have to do 30 days. Beis Hillel held you got to do whatever your Nazirus was, you have to do again. And therefore Beis Hillel was hayra, hayruah Beis Hillel, shetei nazira oit shav Hashem, she's got to do the whole thing over again.
Unless she gets some, she gets gimater, or not Nazirus? You can't get him.
Could you be shoyl in Nazirus?
I'm not sure. That in another 7 years.
Yeah, I got here. I could be. I don't know. Here is a knas. I don't know if they would. It's not an issue that of the Nazirus. You already done. You already yotze. Now it's just a shayla of it's a knas. So I don't know if you could. You know that's. I don't know if you could be shoyl that. The point being here that here we're talking lechumra. We're asering and they use the lashon of hayruah. V'inami another raya ki adatan yachud hashadra shenifsak beruba divrei Rabbi. Here the shaila is when shaila in treifas. How much of the spine does there have to be an issue with to render the animal a treifa? So Rabbi held that yachud hashadra shenifsak beruba. It's dafka when the shadra the shadra is split. The spine is split beruba. There's an issue on most of it. That's when it'll render the animal a treifa. Rabbi Yaakov Omer afilo nikev. Even if there's a little hole in the shadra, there's going to be an issue. And Hayra Rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Paskin, Hayra, Lashon of Hayra, like Rabbi Yaakov Luchumra. So we see in two instances that we use Lashon of Hayra Luchumra. Now, Rabbi Moshe says in Igros Moshe, the reason why this is so, he explains the answer of the Gemara, is that whenever you're going to bring a raya, or you have a Kabbalah to Aser, you're not just Asering Luchumra, so then we can use a Lashon of Hayra. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yaakov. Even though Rabbi himself paskin like Rabbi Yaakov, when it came to this halacha of treifa, Rabbi, the Gemara says that the halacha l'maisa is not like Rabbi Yaakov, the halacha is actually like Rabbi. Okay, back to being boiled birishen. Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi. Amar Rabbi Avohu Shalav Rabbi Yishmael ben Yaakov, the Mintzur, as Rabbi Yochanan b'tzeidon. V'anosh emiya, ma'u livol b'tchila b'shabbos. So can you l'maizu do birishen on Shabbos? V'amar lei, and he told him, Aser. But the halach is, the Gemara fears that mutter livol b'tchila b'shabbos. Halach is that it's mutter to be boiled b'tchila b'shabbos. And the reason for that is either going to be because we're dealing, either we're going to pass that it's a makalkal, by the, if you hold that the Ishvir is making a Pesach, so we hold it's Makalkal, or it's a Melacha Shein Tzurich Lagufa, that would matter Makam Mitzvah, or it's a Davish Shein Mischavan like Reb Shimon, that would be only the Rabbanan will be matter here, be Makam Mitzvah, and it's not a Pesach Resha, because it's Efshir Bahatoya, or there are those of Rishonim that learned that it's Taka only for a Baki, a guy who knows how to do Hatoya, and he's not Mischavan to do Hatoya, and that's why it would be Mutter. So different reasons why Lamaisa it's going to be Mutter, and that's how we pass
again. Halacha Lamaisa. Not just for a Baki.
Correct. I'm saying there are Rishonim that learned that this is only talking about for a Baki, which is Rav Yibod Bikim anyway. Unless you're Bavloy. Okay. Amar Rav Chelboy, now we get into Birchas Chasanim. The Gemara is going to talk about Birchas Chasanim. What do we call Birchas Chasanim? Birchas Chasanim is what we call Shavu Brachas, which are only actually six brachas with a very Piragofen. The Gemara won't discuss the brachas until tomorrow, until Dafchas. And here the Gemara actually, it's from Bilal Mamash ago, we work backwards. We're going to start talking about what we call the week of Shavu Brachas. That's what we're going to start talking about. And then we'll go back to talking about the Shas Chuppah, and then we'll discuss the actual brachas themselves.
So there's two things. At the chuppah, we say shever brachas, and we repeat them later
during the week.
So which one is considered the shever brachas? So they're both.
Both. They're all. It's the same birchas chasanim. We just the birchas chasanim. We say birchas chasanim b'shas chuppah, and then we also say shever brach those birchas chasanim during the week that follows the chuppah.
Right. And so they're both... The first night at the wedding, at the end of the meal, that's considered the first night? Or what is that considered? Like, why would we... that's a dumb question. What are we doing? Why would we repeat the same brachas 2 hours later, 3 hours later?
Right.
What is that first serving?
That is saying... that's the first of the Shavu brachas. That's for...
So the chuppah is...
That's birchas chasanim at the chuppah. That's one din. The next din is going to be birchas chasanim... after the by sudas by what we call the sudas of the shavu brachas, so the simcha, it's a separate halacha. That's what we're actually going to start with. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chelboy, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, Achas Besulav, Achas Almana Tuuna Bracha. Both when a man marries whether he marries a virgin or an almana, we'll see that this almana seems to be referring to a beula. In either case, he's tuuna bracha. He needs to make birchas chasanim. We're going to make birchas chasanim during the week or during the time after the chuppah. Umi Amar, now the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rav Huna Hachi, does Rav Huna hold that it's both for a besula, whether you're a kindness of besula or an almana? I've Amar Rav Huna, almana eina tuuna bracha. The Rav Huna himself, who was part of this Messiah here, he himself says that an Amman does not require this what we'll call Shavu Brachas, the week after the Chasana. Where it says, like Asha, kam be'bacha shenasa almana, kam be'almain shenasa almana. So even though this first statement was said astam, the Gemara is saying that this halach of achas besula, achas almana, tuna bracha is only talking about a bachar. A guy who's getting married for the first time, who's marrying, whether he's marrying a besula or a almana, he's going to be tu'una brachas. But an almoin that marries an almana, the Gemara is now assuming that if an almoin, a widow marries a widower marries a widow, ain't a tu'una bracha, it sounds like bechlal. Means you'll only have birchas chasanim at the chuppah. After that, there would be no more shavar brachas.
I'm sorry, but the discussion here was just for the birchas chasanim.
After the chuppah, correct.
Not after the chuppah.
Correct. Says the Gemara, Loy kam bebachar shenas almana, kam bealmin shenas almana. In fact, the Gemara, va'almin shenas almana loy. You're telling me that when a widow marries a widower, when a widower marries a widow, so an almin marries an almana, they don't need any, there's no shever brachas for them at all, meaning there's only at the chuppah. After that, there's no brachas made. I have Amar of Nachman, Amli Huna, Barnasin, Tanya, Tana, we have this memra. Minayin labirchas chasanim basar. How do you know that the birchas chasanim are made with 10 people? You need a minion. And here birchas chasanim we're referring to is not only at the chuppah, but it continued on after that as well. And the raya here is from Shenem. I would bring a raya from Boyaz. When Boaz marries Rus, the pasuk says Vayikach Asar Nashim. He took 10 people. Mizuknei Ir. Vayamrei told them Shavu Poy. Vayashu. They sat. And here we're saying that this is not only referring, the Gemara assumes that this is not only referring to the actual act of the actual chuppah, but this was even for afterwards. And therefore we see that you need a minyan. That's what's being said here. But the point we want is that this was not just a Bayez was an almain, Shenas Almana. Bayez was an almain. Rashi says, because we know he had lots of kids already before he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He already had lots of kids. So he was already married. And he was marrying an almana. Who was he marrying? He was marrying Rus. Right? Rus was an almana. She was married to Machloin. Says the Gemara. So now we are stuck. So you see that an almain who marries an almana also requires bracha. Says the Gemara, my inatuna bracha. So when we said, when Rav Huna said that an almain that marries an almana is an inatuna bracha, we don't mean to say at all. Hi, my inatuna bracha dam Rav Huna, inatuna bracha kol zayin. It means you don't need shavar brachas for 7 days. Aval yoyim echa tuuna bracha. But for sure, one day they will get bracha. So again, this is
the impression that this bracha that he took those 10 people were really only for the chuppah, not after.
That's what you would have. That's what. That's reading it. Reading it definitely sounds like that. But we're saying that the Gemara is assuming that it wasn't only for that. It was for the suda that followed as well.
How would we know that?
I'm not sure. Good kasha. It's a good kasha. I'm sorry.
Speak to the caterer.
All right. So what comes out here? So now we have the Gemara is saying that an almin who marries an almana is going to have, besides for the chuppah, we're going to have for the suda, the first suda that follows, Yom Echad, will also have two in a brach, he'll make seven brachas after that. And a bacher that's marrying a basula or an almana will have 7 days. Now, the Taisus is interesting. The Taisus here is on Ahmed Bey's. It's an interesting Taisus. He's bothered that how do you know Rus was an almana? He says, if you look at the Ahmed Bey's, the fourth taisus down. It's at the Shaykh Lamadav. Habay is Almin Shnas Almana Hava. Lav Dafka Almana. The Kishenises Lamachlein Haisa Nachris. Ela Kivan de Bu'ulahi Ka Almana Chashivla. This is a bit of a controversial taisus because Taisus sounds like he's assuming that Machlin was not Megayer Rus. And he married her as a shuksa, which is a big controversy amongst the Rishonim, because to say that Machlin, we assumed them to be a good people, they left Eretz Yisrael, but the Lashon was Gedalia Adar Hayu. To say that he wasn't Megayer Rus is a difficult statement to make, but that seems to be Shitas Tosis here.
I'm sorry? Why don't you ask a question about Yibum then? Maybe Yibum is a different case.
Lamaisa wasn't Yibum. There were no brothers.
It wasn't a real Yibum. The closest relative. We use it
there's no halacha. There's no.
From the same
it's
from
true.
There before.
We learned things from there. Which is
his cousin who had the first rights to it. Right. Who turned him down. So he technically this is Yibum. Somewhat.
Right. It's technically not Yibum, but we do learn halacha of Yibum from there. But Lamaisa wasn't. It wasn't Yibum. So you're asking a good point. Why wouldn't if it seems like it's a Yibum? So then what's Bechlal be learning from there? But Lamaisa wasn't Yibum, especially according to Taisus that she wasn't Jewish. Right? It was Bechlal was no Yibum. Okay. It's an important point that Taisus is making that the Almana we're referring to here is really just a Bu'ula. Now let's continue the Gemara. We're 4 lines up. Says the Gemara, "Allah had the Tanya, Shartu Chalamat Tachanas Ben Yisrael, Sheisamechim Agimul Yamim." We have a brayse that says that the Chacham were diligent to make sure Ben Yisrael were treated well, and that the halach is a Sheisamechim Agimul Yam, that you have to be sameach with her, with your new wife, for 3 days. The Gemara here is assuming that bracha and simcha are going to go together. So the Gemara says, who's this Bryce talking about? Ibe Bacher, Ha'amrit Shiva. A Bacher, we already said, whether he's marrying a Basula or an Almon, is going to have 7 days. Ibe Almon, if we're talking about an Almon, And Alma, you just said, is only going to be one day. Samara gives two tirutzim. Either we're talking about an Alma marrying an Almana, and the chiddush here is that even though there's one day of bracha, you're only going to make shavu brachas for one day. There's going to be shloisha l'simcha. There's going to be 3 days where the husband is chayiv in simchas ishtoi, which among other things would l'chayru require him to take off from work. Or we're talking about a bachar shiva. We're talking about a bachar marrying an almana, and even though the shiva lebracha, there's only going to be shloisha lesimcha. The machlokes in the rishonim whether these two tirutzim coincide, whether they agree with each other or not. The nafkamina being by a bachar who marries a almana, according to the first teretz of the Gemara, he would have 7 days, because we're not talking about a bachur, but according to the second teretz of the Gemara, a bachur would only have 3 days of simcha. The Rambam holds that that they're not mutually exclusive, and they go hand in hand. Okay. Says the Gemara, Maisi, another kash, the Gemara has, Mevarchin lebesula shiva, ula almana yemechet. The Brisa says that by a besula you have 7 days of bracha, and an almana there's only 1 day. So my lab, the pashas, the stimas of Mishnah, the Brisa is referring, afila almana, shenisus. Shenisis lebacher. It sounds like even an almana that marries a bacher, only the almana only gets 1 day of bracha. We're saying that you get 7 days of bracha. Says the Gemara, Leila almain. The Mishnah here, the Brice here is referring to an almain. Avol lebacher, my. What's going to be the halacha if a bacher marries an almana? You get shiva. So yahachi listening mevarchim lebesula shiva. Then why don't we just? Why isn't the Brice spell this out? Listening mevarchim lebesula shiva. A besula is always going to get 7 days of bracha. Ula almana, well then it depends. Almana, she says lebacher will get shiva. Ula almain, they change the gear, so then it should be yoim echad, or just 1 day. So the Gemara says milsa pesikta katan. The Gemara, the Brisa just says a straight halach which always applies, and it says the lack of besula de batzer mishiva. A besula will never have less than 7. V'lak almana de batzer miyemechad, and you won't have an almana that gets less than 1. But in Achanami, if an almana were to marry a bachur, she would also get 7. The need in here is really what the machayev of the bachur. It seems like a bachur. I'm sorry. The machayev of a bachur. Whenever a bachur is getting married, we're going to give him 7 days because he's very excited to get married. And the point here is that even an almin who marries a besula, so here there's a simchas chosin that he is excited to get to be marrying a besula, and therefore he'll also get 7 days. So it sounds like the shavu brachas, the inyan of bracha goes lagabe the simcha of the chosin. The inyan of simcha goes to be mesameach the kala. That's why by a besula, a first time marriage, a besula is going to require more ritzoy, and therefore have simcha for longer than a almana. Okay, says Gemara Guf, and I will talk about the makar of having 10 people by shavu brachas. Amr of Nachman, Amr Li Huna Barnasan, this we mentioned before. Tana minayin lebirchas chasanim basara. Where do we get off saying that birchas chasanim requires 10? Mm-hmm. So he said, we learned that from by Hashem avika chasara anashim mizikneir v'yemushuvu pai. He took 10 people mizikneir when he went to marry Rus. V'reb avo Amr meyach. He brought a different makar. He says b'makelos baruch hu elokim Hashem mimakar Yisrael. Rashi explains the drasha. If you take a look at the top line, b'makelos baruch hu elokim Hashem mimakar Yisrael. He says abirchas mikar tzarech kahal. When we're making a bracha on mikar, meaning something to do with the rechem, something to do with the womb, on the mitzvah of pur revu, when you're coming to get married or coming for nisuin, tzarech kahal. That's b'makelos baruch hu elokim Hashem mimakar Yisrael. When we're talking about the mikar Yisrael, when we're coming to give shvach to Kadosh Baruch for the mikar Yisrael, for the source of the Jewish people, which comes from nisuin, so you need b'makelos. You're going to need a kahal. Okay, so where do you see that you need 10 people? So Rashi continues, third line down from the top in Rashi. V'hainu asara. How do we know? K'may hakel es ha'eda. V'ein hakel bepachus me'eda. Hakel, when the Torah tells us, hakel we say a lashon of hakel when referring to an eda. And how do you know that an eda is 10? V'eda asar k'dalfinan me'ada asam raglam ad masay la'eda hara yatsu Yeshua v'kalev. So it's a big zayr shava here. We're learning from an Eda. The Eda that is said by the Meraglim was 10 because we didn't include in the Eda Ra, we don't include Yeshua and Kolev. So that was 10 people. And the Lashon Torah uses the Lashon of Hakel by an Eda. It says Hakel Asa'eda. And here the Pasuk says, B'makela is Baruch Olikim. So you're coming with a Kahal. So a Kahal, when you're coming to be Mavarach and Makar Yisrael, you need a Kahal. So that would be 10 people. Now the Gemara is going to go back and forth why Rav Nachman didn't say like Rav Avo and vice versa. Rav Nachman b'hai kro that Rav Avo my derish. But what does he darshan from the pasuk of b'makelis? So he says he learns look at the Tanya. Amibayla look at the Tanya. Hayir Meir Oimer Minayin Shafilu Ubrim Shemay Iman Amru Shira Al Hayom. How do you know? Where do we know that last week in 2 weeks ago in Shabbos Pashish in the Shira Al Hayom Ben Az Yashir that everybody was saying Shira even the Ubrim Shemay Iman even the fetuses in the womb of their mother were singing Shira. So he says Shenema the pasuk says the Makelos Baruchu Elakim Hashem Mekar Yisrael that even from the Mekar Yisrael they were saying Shira. So Reb Avo says he agrees to that. Im Keni says Leima Kara Mi Beten Mai Mi Mekar. The pasuk could have said Mi Beten. Why does he use lashon of Mekar? Al Iske Mekar to tell you that on Iske Mekar when we're coming to get married on Isu, and you're also going to have a you're also going to require a minyan. Reb Avo Bahai Kara De Reb Nachman Mai Darshbe. What does he use? What does he learn from this pasuk of Ika Chasara Anoshim? It sounds like he needed 10 people by Boyaz. He says, so you know when Boaz, that's where when Boaz was coming to marry Rus, so there was an issue. Rus was a Moavi, Moavia, and that's why Pliny Amoini didn't want to marry her. We had to come to Dash and Amoini v'le Amoinis, Amoavi v'le Meavis. So to make that drasha, we needed a minion. We needed the Gemara saying we needed a minion. We needed zakenim there. So that's what we needed to make that drasha with 10 people. Yisalka daitach lebracha. He says because Rav Avo continues. He says if it just comes to him that we needed if all we needed them was for the bracha. So loisagi d'lav zakenim. So what do you need zakenim for? If you're just coming to need a minion, so you gather 10 people and you can make a minion. Why did you have to have zakenim? Must be we needed people to make this drasha of mayavi v'loy mayavis the idach. That's a good taina. What does Rav Nachman do with that? He says Yisak daidach lemedrash. If the point over here was just to make a drasha of Amoni v'lo me'avis, so lo yisagi d'lav asara. Since when do you need 10 people to have a bezin? 3 people is fine. So you're right for you needed you're coming from the fact that there's zakenim. But if the whole point was just for the drasha, so who needs a minion? So Rabbi Bo answers back, what do you mean? We're pursuing milsa. We want this to get to become well known. So if we want it to become well known, we're going to need a minion there. We find similarly, Shmuel did something like that. When Shmuel wanted to popularize a halacha, he called for a minion. He said, go out and bring me 10 people. And I want to tell you the halacha that hamizaka l'uber kana. I want to tell you that that I hold halacha is that if you're mezaka, if someone wants to give something to an uber to a fetus, he is allowed to. That's actually going to work, even though the fetus is a davar shaloi by loyalam. And normally we would say that if you can't be mezaka to a davar shaloi by loyalam. Not only a davar shaloi by loyalam, but to a davar shaloi by loyalam. Shmuel held either he held that that you could be zakah to an uber to something which is a loy by loyalam, or he held that that an uber is considered by loyalam. But either way, he wanted to publicize that. So he called in for a minion. So that's what Boaz was doing as well. Rabbi Bo says. If you're mezakah to an uber, it's loykana. And possibly why the Gemara brings that in here is to tell you that even though he tried to popularize that halacha, that wasn't the halacha, didn't follow. And that's what happened. Lamaisa. That's what Lamaisa happened with this drasha of Amoine Evlo Me'avis and Amoine Evlo Me'avis and Amoine Evlo Me'avis. Even though, even according to Rabo, they called in 10 people to publicize this halacha, Lamaisa. It caused, if you remember back from Yevavimus and Ayin Zayim, when with David, when they came to They wanted to be. They were telling the devil was a Reil Malchus because he came from Russia. They see, even though he tried to make this halacha well known, at least according to Ravo, Lamaisa, it didn't work. Just like when Shmuel did it, he wanted to publicize his halacha. It also didn't work. All right. Let's now we get into the next stage. We're going backwards of Birchas Chasanim, and we started with the Sheva Brachas. Now we're going back to the actual chuppah. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabban, Mevarchem Birchas Chasanim Bebeis Chasanim. Birchas Chasanim, when you're coming to make the Birchas Chasanim is meant to be made in the Beis Chasanim. Again, if you recall that in the olden days, so there was a time between Erisin and Isun. They'd get married, there was usually a gap of about 12 months between Erisin. Erisin is when you would be Makadosh the woman. That was with a... with the way we would do it would be with a ring. So you're Makadosh woman, and there you make Birchas Erisin. After Birchas Erisin, 12 months later, when you would have the chuppah, you'd make a big suda, you'd be machnas your wife into your home. That was called Nisun, and that's when they would make the Birchas Chasanim. Again, Birchas Chasanim being the Sheva Brachas. So that was Bishas Chuppah. So Mevarchem Birchas Chasanim Bebeis Chasanim. That's meant to be made in the Beis Chasanim. The Rambam seems to take this quite literally. The Beis Chasanim means in the house of the Chasan and Kala. That's where this was meant to be made. Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing. He's just saying that after Beis Erison, you can actually make this even in the. You would make the Birchas Chasanim even in the Beis Erison means 12 months before Mevarchanai. So they would make this bracha. And Abaye explains, Rabbi Yehuda Shanu. That was Dafka in Yehuda, in the land of Yehuda. Again, the Jews lived and it was divided into three lands. There was Yehuda, the Galil, and Ever Hayarden. So in the land of known as Yehuda, that was where they would do this. The reason why they would make the Birchas Chasanim in the Beis Ha'erison is because in Yehuda, the Chasan Kala would be Miyachid after Erison. Now, let's just understand what the issues here we got here are. There's a Braisa in Mesachdas Kala that says that a Kala B'lei Bracha is Asur L'Bai L'Kanida. Meaning, until you make Birchas Chasanim, the woman is usher, the wife, his guy's wife, even though they're married, until you make Birchas Chasanim, the woman is usher to her husband until, like Anita. And that is the lashon of the Braisa is B'lei Bracha, until you actually make Birchas Chasanim. And it's a shayla of that actually means just the Birchas Chasanim, or it actually means until you do Chuppah. It's just a way of calling it. But let's say for now that it just means Birchas, the Birchas Chasanim. Now, let's go back to Yehuda for a second. Why in Yehuda were they being miyachid? Why were they doing this? Why were they being miyachid, their husband and the wife, when there was an Isser? They weren't allowed to be miyachid until the chuppah. It's a shayla if the point was just to be miyachidam, or it was for they actually were together.
Like
so it's a shayla if it was just the yichud, or they would have biya. What was the issue here? The issue was that in Yehuda, we learned a couple of blad ago that there was an issue of kol shnuchz l'chuppah had ribol lehegmoin tchila. There was such a time period in Klal Yisrael. The Medrash brings down, one of the Shem brings down that Yehuda, being that Yehuda killed Gemara brings down that Yehuda killed Esav, and Esav, therefore they are always coming to get Dafka, the Chelek of Klai Yisrael lived in Yehuda. So they made this a gazer that you had to be Baal HaHegmon Techila. Now that was only Bishas Chuppah. So in order to take care of that problem, that these Jewish girls shouldn't have to be Baal HaHegmon Techila, Bishas Chuppah, so they would be Miyachid, the husband and wife together, and in this way they would actually have bia. And this way she was a beul the b'shas chuppah, so they wouldn't have to go to the hegmon. That's one understanding of it. Another pshat was the Tesis later on says that they wouldn't actually have bia, but the fact that they were miyachid, so she was already, like you said, they were already dating, they already got to know each other. So therefore, when she had to go to the hegmon, she was for sure a nanusa. And therefore, she would be mutter to her husband. So either way, in Yehuda, they would be miyachid, and maybe they would be boil. So in order to at least take care of some of the yisurim, so they would have birchas chasanim b'shas erisim. That's what they did in Yehuda. Now, Tani Idach. That's one bright. So that's when we would make Birchas Chasanim. Tani Idach, what are the Birchas Chasanim? Mevarach Birchas Chasanim, Beis Chasanim, Birchas Erisin, Beis Erisin. Birchas Erisin, my Mevarach. What are the Birchas Erisin? Again, Birchas Erisin is B'shas, the Kiddushin, when you're getting married. So before you put on the ring, you make a bracha. What is that? Bracha Ravan by Ravada, Rabba Ravada, Tarai, Mishmed, Rav Yudah Army, Bracha to Hashem, Kenem Al Chilom. Asher Klisham, Mitzvah, Vitzivanu Al Harayis. So we give a Kaddish Baruch Hu a bracha. We thank him for giving us a mitzvah of Arayis, Asring Arayis to us. V'asr lanu sarusis. And there's an Isser D'Rabbanon of Asring Arusis, V'etal lanu sanesuis. And we have a Heter Nesuis at the Chuba V'Kiddushin. That is the Birchas Erisin. Rav Acha, Bray the Rav, Messiah, Bay, Mishmei, the Rav Yehuda, Brachad Hashem, Brachad Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Ay, the Chuba V'Kiddushin. And the other sheet wasn't chosim. Mandal chosim mid the birchas pairs of a birchas mitzvahs. Mandal chosim mid the havi kedusha. So there's machlokes here whether you were chosim where you added a chasima to this bracha or not. The machlokes says, according to Taisus, do we consider this bracha katsara or a bracha arucha? Really, just dependent on the size. All right, we'll continue with that.
So why didn't they
just
do it like we do today?
Well,
do it like we do it today.
Eric,
same day.
Because they had to prepare for the wedding. They didn't have such
a year.